On this edition of the County Commission Report, Hays Post reporter Jonathan Zweigert speaks with the Ellis County Administrator, Philip Smith-Haynes, and Commissioner Butch Schleyer about the approval of the new director of the County Health Department. I'm James Bell. This episode brought to you by Eagle Radio and originally aired on KAYS on Tuesday, November 5th. This is the Post Podcast.
We get an opportunity to recap the meeting, the County Commission meeting from yesterday. One of just two meetings this month, in the month of November. We'll talk about that here in just a little bit. But we want to kind of recap some of the things from yesterday's meeting. And we'll run through a couple of handful of agenda items and then we can chat real quick. We got an opportunity to hear from Public Works Director Bill Ring. He came before the commission to talk a little bit about the half-price tire discount, and this was something that the county did at the landfill earlier this year, a little short two-week period to allow people to bring out tires to the landfill, and it was a huge success.
Yeah, absolutely. They collected about 10 times what they normally collect in a month in 2 weeks. So,
and that's free disposal out there. The tires are recycled, and they're looking about doing that in the future as well, kind of in tandem with the Hays City Alley cleanup, because they don't take tires.
Right. Yeah. The city cleanups don't do tires. And so to give people the opportunity to dispose of them, I just need to correct. It's not quite free. It's half price. We did have a grant in the past that allowed us to collect them totally for free. Right. But that grant money has dried up, and so there is a cost to us to get them recycled, and so we do need to charge folks for the disposal. But the commission did approve not only for this year but in future years that the landfill foreman can go ahead and do a tire disposal event. And Bill suggested that maybe in the future we'll look at extending it for a few more weeks.
All right, very good. We'll look forward to hearing more about that. A couple of items dealing with the health department, health administrator. The first was the MOU, and I'm not exactly sure what MOU stands for, but
it's the Memorandum of Understanding.
Perfect, very good.
What that denotes.
And just because if something were to happen to the current location, need to have a backup location for the health department.
Right, that's required by the feds for the preparedness grant program.
And is it?
And we've had to I've dealt with that in the past.
Right.
And the only issue in that, which I think is just ridiculous, is the feds require a 24-hour timeline. You'd be up and running somewhere else. And I've debated that issue with the state before. And the state people have told me they know it's unreasonable. 24 hours is not a lot of time to get a health department up and running. And especially if you'd have a major event in a community where you could have a lot of other priorities. But it's part of the federal requirement. And you need to have some kind of preparedness or ready to do action in another facility. So it's good to have.
And luckily, not a lot of changes have been done to the former health department at 601 Main. And so could slide right in there if something unfortunate happens and need to do so. Also from yesterday, talking a little bit about the contract for the health administrator, and with the pending retirement of the current health administrator, Carrie McHugh, the commission debated and then approved the contract for Jason Kennedy for the middle of next month.
And that's correct. And we're just very fortunate to have a person of Jason's caliber on board that he can move in and take care of both of those positions for us.
And I know that Jason has been in already on here on the morning show and talked a little bit about kind of going forward. I know there's a process, and so that's moving forward. But one of the conversations that came up during that was the discussion on elected officials and department head salaries. I know that was an issue that has already been addressed a little bit with elected officials before and salaries, but going to look at that again.
Right. We're going to consider department head salaries. And I think one of the salaries we really have to look at specifically is public works. When we have a public works director who takes care of noxious weed, the public works department, the landfill, it's a big responsibility. It takes a lot of hours, and we definitely need to look at that situation.
All right, very good. We'll hear more about that, I think, December?
Yeah, I think we're going to look at probably the first meeting in December to address department head salaries.
And then also the position allocation options in the health department, another, you know, being the former health department director, you know, all sorts of things about the health department. That was another discussion on kind of a position there.
Mm-hmm. And Carrie's looking to make that position, a front desk position, full-time as opposed to being part-time now. And I'm in full agreement with him. I think it needs to be. There's been some discussion with the board about looking just at our statutory requirement regarding public health. And as I stated in the meeting last night, we are approaching a crossroads there. And we're going to have to either decide to support our health department or just look at the statutory minimum. And I know Commissioner Hazelhorst wants to visit more with Jason about his thoughts and feelings once he gets established a little bit. So it's going to come back to the agenda again, and we'll see where it goes.
All right. Very good.
So that'll be back on November 18th, which, as you alluded to earlier, is our next meeting. So because of the Veterans Day holiday next Monday, there's not an opportunity to have a normal Monday meeting. Usually when we have a Monday holiday, we kick the meeting to the Tuesday. But in this case, all three commissioners and several of the department heads will be down in Wichita for the annual conference for the Kansas Association of Counties Tuesday through Thursday next week. So we're just skipping the meeting next week. There will be a canvass of the election on November 14th and then the next regular meeting on the 18th, and we will pick back up with this item then.
All right, very good. I knew we'd talk about it, and Phil does a great job of getting around to it, so thank you. And you had a couple of items that we could hit on real quickly. Annexation of some county property, the consent for the up by the Northwest Business Corridor. It's right across interstate right there. I know you have the exact county location.
Yeah, so this has to do with the development of the Travel Plaza. The city of Hays has been approached by developer to develop a Travel Plaza up there at 230th and 55th, right by exit 157 off of the interstate. And the Travel Plaza folks want city utilities out there. The city generally requires folks to be annexed into the city to get city utilities. And so they're requesting consents for the property owners to be annexed. But in addition to the Travel Plaza, they're needing to widen out the road right-of-way. And so as part of that, they're requesting consent for annexation from some of the properties on the other side of the road just to annex their little strip of right-of-way. And that happens to include the county. Normally, county rights-of-way are not owned by the county. They're just an easement, and the underlying ownership is the two properties on either side of the section line. But in the case of 55th Street, we actually purchased a small piece up there where that jog in the road is right there on the south side of Celebration Church. And so we actually own that, and so the commission had to sign a consent for the city of Hays to annex our property.
And they have to go, same thing with other property owners mm-hmm. up there, and then it goes to the city and then comes back before the commission?
Yes. Yeah, so there are two types of annexation under state law. So if a property adjoins a certain percentage of the city limits already, then the city can just annex it with consent. If it doesn't adjoin enough existing city property, then the county commission has to actually pass a resolution finding that it would be in everybody's best interest and it would not impede growth in the county to do that annexation. And so after the city gets all the consents from the affected property owners, they're hoping to come back to the county December 2nd to adopt that resolution.
Right, very good. And then one final kind of quick thing, the authorization or authorized signers for motor vehicles. I know this was something that came up on a discussion with department heads and the like, and just a quick kind of update on policy.
Yeah, this is just kind of a little cleanup item. You know, when you title a vehicle in your personal life, you know, it's pretty straightforward. It's like, do you put your middle initial on it or not, right? That's kind of the only question. But for the county, it turns out we have vehicles titled all sorts of different ways. You know, Ellis County, Kansas, Ellis County Board of Commissioners, Ellis County Highway Department, Ellis County EMS, just, you know, in discussion with department heads, it's like, let's try and clean that up and let's actually, you know, transmit to the treasurer's office who we want signing those titles. And so that was what we did last night.
All right. Very good. Well, that kind of wraps up the agenda items. I know there was some introduction to some new employees and then... And then
Donna Maskus reminded everybody that today is election day for the city schools. And there's actually a constitutional amendment on there that affects everybody. So polls are open today, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. You can go on our website at lsco.net, take a look at your sample ballot, find your polling location. Of course, you can also call the clerk's office, 785-628-9410.